the July 19, 2022 regular board meeting of Glen Park District to order. Lisa, please call the roll and open the time.
Great, it's 7:02. Commissioner Boren? Mr. Fobey?
Here.
Mr. Snyder?
Here.
Commissioner Spain?
Here.
President Brooks?
Here. Okay, moving to consent agenda items, A through H are routine or were discussed in committee. Does any commissioner want any item pulled from the consent agenda items? I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
Second.
Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Boren?
Yes.
Mr. Covey?
Yes.
Mr. Snyder?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. Moving to matters from the public, it's our practice not to address questions at this time. However, we will take comments under advisement. Is there anyone who would like to make a verbal comment? If so, please limit comments to 3 minutes per person.
No?
Okay, then on to the work. Financial report. 4 months of the fiscal year is complete. John will provide a synopsis of the report.
Thank you, President Brooks. Good evening, everybody. So just to kind of go over the report, sorry, go to the right part again. Programming continues to be strong. As you look at the variance from the prior month, $215,000 in approximately a month that is made up by the DJA programs. Just across the board, programming continues to be strong. Pretty consistent with, from a margin perspective, as to where we were in the prior year. Remote Children's Circle is access efficient, revenue over expenditures is about $72,000 behind from the prior year, but the prior year was $86,000 in grant revenue. Fitness Department continues to do well, up to nearly $7,000 excess revenue over expenditures, compared to a deficit of $349 in the prior year. So people are getting out from the fitness center. As we look at the beach, we're able to get a better picture as to where we stand here in terms of our season pass sales. And really, as we look at it, the non-resident passes continue to lag a bit. We budgeted a total of $350,000 for the beach passes, all types of passes, which is about $276,000 at the end of June. Based on July activity, we've taken probably another 10. So, an aggressive budget, which again, we might not hit that budget, knowing that prior year was obviously an anomaly coming out of COVID and people were very anxious to get their passes. But again, as we compare that number to 630-20 and 630-19, still a very strong number for the beach and voting, but I think kind of normalizing from that. Voting pretty consistent with prior year, not too much to speak to from that perspective. Watts, same thing, not a whole lot to speak to on Watts until we get into that season in a couple months. Reminder that the G&A amount is going to be less as we budgeted because we're directly allocating health insurance to the respective departments, which is mainly Parks, Rec Ed, Park, and Children's Circle. Parks, again, $367,000 versus $372,000. So pretty consistent for where we were at in prior year. And the rec admin ticket department, we see that $22,000 excess revenue. So that's before any transfer that's going to be made, which is going to be approved on the agenda tonight. So we'll see that number go down significantly once we make that transfer. Really, as we look at that department, like I mentioned, the property taxes, I think last month we've gotten our first installment almost entirely. We received about $10,000 in property tax revenue in the month of June. But PPRT is just something I want to mention. That's we're at $42,000 this year. That's at about $17,000 last year. And some legislative changes and some other things that helped contribute to that increase. So some welcome revenue from that perspective on the PPRT side of things. With that, I'd be happy to address any questions.
Okay, thank you, John. We will move to the executive director report. Lisa Shepherd will review items in her report.
Excellent. Obviously, with the sad events on July 4th in Highland Park, I just wanted to bring you up to date on what we have done with the park districts over the last, actually, couple of months as far as active threat training with our staff and the administrative team. On July 12th, Bobby and I attended active threat training with Glencoe Public Safety school administrators at 35 and other community organizations. This was actually on top of active threat training we took place in June through Poderma, and we also disseminated a lot of videos during our training, especially the Northwestern one, which is very, very good. I believe you guys all saw that in the Friday update also, which really goes to the core of run, hide, and fight, which is really train our staff. In addition to August, we already had scheduled about 6 months ago, we'll be doing, a whole district active training on this subject. So we continue to build our awareness, build our training. What we really are pushing is the see something, say something, which I think will be vital to stop these threats in the future. So to encourage people, if they see something, be vigilant at our events, at our programs, online. If they see anything, make sure they report it so that we can do something about it. So we wanted to show our support to the Highland Park, Park District of Highland Park staff, because they had over 60 staff, either the beginning of the parade, marching in the parade, or the end of the parade where people were running to. We sent them T-shirts that with our saying "Park and Rush." We are Parks and Recreation, strong, driven, safety, passionate, with their Highland Park Strong logo on the sleeve, because we believe it's going to be vital. They are a vital part of the healing of Highland Park, and we just want to know that we are there for them if they need anything. So we continue to work with public safety whenever we have events for increased patrols and including audits of our building that we do regularly. So that's something that we've always done. It was really evident on July 4th. We had our family games that had a lot of people, probably, 200-300 people, evacuated within 10 minutes, and we weren't even sure what the threat was. We just knew to evacuate. And then Bobby was down at the beach and totally locked down the beach staff into the beach house, and any public who wanted to go in there, also for a number of hours. And then we evacuated them safely by putting them in our cars with police escort up to their vehicles. So it was very proud. You could tell that training kicked in immediately, and that's what we want, is if something catastrophic happens, that the staff don't even think twice. They just know exactly what to do, and they did a phenomenal job. I was very proud of them. So any questions on that? Okay. Just a reminder, TAKIF will be closed for annual maintenance August 22nd to the 26th. So all offices, the whole building will be shut down because of the odor of the resurfacing the gym floors. So we'll have calls directed, and then we'll return any calls that come in. So, Kyle, do you want to tell them about the little vandalism we had on July 3rd also?
Sure. So late on July 3rd, we got a call from public safety that they discovered the plot. On arrival, we discovered the Watts tennis shed that had caught fire, as well as the windscreen directly behind the shed. It appears that somebody walking by either put a firework or a cigarette or something in the garbage can. Garbage can on fire, which caught the shed on fire, which caught the windscreen on fire, and a doggy waste depot. When we arrived, the fire didn't contain. We moved out the damaged items about the claim of the derma, and are working on replacing all those damaged items, including the shed, which was essentially ruined through the fire. Public safety did not necessarily know if it was intentional vandalism or if somebody accidentally dropped something in the can. They had no way of really knowing, but essentially we come across that about 11:30 on July 3rd.
Just going into facilities, the beach and boating, we had a lakefront advisory meeting I believe last Tuesday, right, Art? And very good feedback. The members were very happy with how the beach season's going. They love what the look of the pier. Our biggest problem is seagulls. Leaving fun things behind on the pier, which takes a long time to clean up and is unsightly. So we'll continue to see what we can do about that. The beach season beach holder events have been very popular. We continue to try to get food trucks down there. We always say it's very challenging. You think you can just call a food truck, and it's not that easy. They spend a considerable amount of time trying to get food trucks at our events. So an aquatics camp, sailing camp, there all those kids have a great time while we're maximizing the number of kids down there. Probably the biggest complaint is our, again, long wait list for our storage for paddle boards. And we had quite a few new members on it, what, about 6 new members? And that was great because we were able to educate them to a lot of our challenges. They bring up something and we say, oh yeah, we've thought of that, and we give them the answer. So the education piece was very good, and they were very appreciative of that. They didn't really have much other improvements, would you say?
Not a huge amount. No. I think just a good introduction meeting and kind of lay out how they can help with the message, but also give us good feedback.
Yep. And Marty, our new beach manager, is doing a phenomenal job down there. So rolling into community special events, they continue to be very popular. This weekend is our beach campout with, what, over
266
people. Families. At 90 degrees, so. Are you going, Carol?
Yes, but my sister's spending the night, not me.
Oh, what a good answer. There we go.
She doesn't have kids, so.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
Are your kids spending the night?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, the answer is staying in the tent by herself.
I can't even go home to.
Okay. They're all night.
So, but anyways, our special events continue to be very popular, and especially when we hold family events, they're just going phenomenal. I put a lot of data into the appendix, so you can look at our numbers for early childhood, how we're gearing up for the school year. Summer camp, I tell you, we have some of the best site directors, and then supported by Shannon and Adam. They're doing an amazing job, and the kids are having a great time. This is what we say is always a hard time of the summer, as everybody's getting comfortable with their camp counselors' morale, and they're doing a lot to keep their spirits up. I believe on Wednesday, Thursday, we're having an ice cream truck for all the staff coming on site. I go, the biggest problem we're going to have is kids will cry because they want ice cream, but all the staff gets it. So that's kind of our thank you to them for doing such a great job. But camp is going wonderful. They're excited to be back to their field trips again, which we were on hiatus for a couple of years. Other than that, is there any questions from my report?
That I have a kid in 2 camps, and they were thoroughly pleased with both experiences of speech and action quest.
Nice.
Is the beach camp out? I'm not for myself, but
you want to
is
go?
The beach camp out closed?
I believe, are we
accepting more?
We won't for any commissioners, that want to go experience it.
That's too bad. We want to go.
I'm kidding. We're not going to make special arrangements. We're not making special arrangements for commissioners.
Please don't.
It's a joke. But we don't do that. But yeah.
Quick question, and sure. Bobby, you may know this. I noticed that the revenue for boat storage was slightly down this year, and it just surprised me because of the waiting list and stuff. I presume it's because of beach erosion. We just don't have spots for the boats. Is that
great question?
Reason?
So we've actually had probably half a dozen paddleboards and kayaks not renew. And we triple checked, confirmed in writing, make sure they were giving up their spots, and that opened up half a dozen spots to people on the wait list. So there's just a little bit of a delay in the revenue.
It
budget should be slightly ahead of what it was last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll figure out ways next year to get those cleared off before the season starts, but if there are certain regulations we have to follow, we can't just.
First, very slow to respond. We don't be in a situation where somebody doesn't get an email and they lose their spot because it's gone. we're not renewing any. We did lose a sailboat, but we're not renewing it because we're just worried about the space on the beach. There's such a lack of it.
Right. One thing from the Lakefront Advisory Committee, and Bart was there, someone noticed there's a lot of people that have pedal boards down there, but they never use them, like, so they never come off the rack. And so we're trying to find a creative way to see if people are just using it for storage and never really utilizing the lake, and it's frustrating to people that want to be on there that would use it all the time. So we're going to trying to figure out a kind of system to see if they ever use their pedal board, like, did they just abandon it, and just say, you know, if you don't use it, then, you know, store it at your house, not at the beach type thing. So
boards aren't in your spot.
The boards are in a spot. Yeah, we can check.
But, like, it's hard. But I've had a pedal board there for a few years, and it's hard for anyone to monitor when I use it, because I use
right.
it.
Oh, that's also true.
So, like, how is
it? It's almost like,
look,
yeah,
is there any
we have to almost put something on there, which we have to figure out. So that's like,
yeah,
it's not
that's,
a huge thing.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. You'd have to
so.
Stand there.
They don't want to give it up, even if they're not using it. They may use it in the future. Yeah.
They may use someday, but it's kind of hard for people to understand that. So.
This is kind of an, does that mean? No. This is kind of an odd question, but it's something that we look at in my line of work. You give revenue, you give enrollment. So I did some math. It would be very interesting for you guys to think about revenue per day involved or per student or per enrollment. So if you look at like Sun Fund, for example, you've got in 2022, you've got 131 people, over 230,000. So it's about 1,700 per enrolled. In 2019, it was, you know, 40 more people, but almost the same revenue. So your revenue is like $1,400. It's an interesting metric to see, you know, actual, to compare growth just by individualizing it. So something to think about, because it's hard to kind of compare
apples to apples.
Yeah. I mean, you've got, effectively, you've got 30 to 50, you've got 10, you've got 20% less students in the youth camps, and you only have about 10% less revenue. So that's kind of a...
We've seen a huge shift towards those camps getting more of a longer full day, full summer option. And then you'll see like our specialty camp revenue.
Right. I mean, game on.
Right. Mm-hmm. So instead of letting those kind of cannibalize naturally through other programs, we identify that people want more diversity in programs, different options, shorter time, more flexibility. But those programs are twice as expensive as our traditional day camp. So we've got quite the wide range of opportunities, but then the value for a working family who needs 8 weeks of care from 7 to 6.
No, I'm glad we have the options. I'm going to ask a somewhat, if not controversial, but somewhat frustrating question. Which is more profitable for us? Enrolling, if you could enroll one more person in our camp or enroll one more person in Game On, which would you do?
I would prefer to get them in our camps. Game On is this lower margin,
lower margin,
25%. While our camps traditionally is anywhere from 40 to 55%.
Right.
With sailing and aquatics, it's probably closer to 75 because of the high fixed costs. So it holds the operation of the.
Right, you have
to. Yeah, so it's probably par Game On to our, but I would like to have them roll our camps.
Of course, we're not doing it for profit.
Good answer.
No, but
it's a good question.
It's a valid thing. I mean, look, we want to, you know, the more, we're not doing it for profit, but some areas subsidize other areas, and camps traditionally subsidize other programming, and I'm not opposed to, I wouldn't say push the envelope, but I'm not opposed to optimizing, maximizing that so that we can have more things like, you know, free concerts at Cough Park, for example. So,
anything else? Okay, Lisa, are you?
I'm good. Nope, I have nothing else.
Okay.
Good to.
Very good. So we will move on to the title list here. We did a lot of work on a lot of these issues, so they're all kind of coming to fruition this evening. I entertain a motion to approve the design concept for Lakefront Park.
Do we know Ms. Treasurer's report?
Well,
Oh, treasures. Wait, I thought we did that.
Nope. What? My answer is still right here.
Oh, entertain a motion. Oh, John. It's just going to seem that interesting to me, so I just
checked.
I was paying attention.
I entertain a motion to approve the annual treasures report as presented. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Mr. Kobe?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the design concept for Lakefront Park to include the mound playground design, that's option two, and two single tennis courts and one doubles tennis court, option three, as presented, and authorize staff to work with Hitchcock Design Group to develop construction, permitting, and bid documents for the project with a desired completion date of July 2nd, 2023.
Second.
Any further discussion?
Well, we hope to do it, but I always say, you know, we have to work out the weather and stuff like that. So the last day, we want it done by July 3rd, but if we can get it done earlier, we will. We're going to start as soon as the season allows. That's why we're getting it approved now. So as soon as we go out to bid, as soon as the weather breaks, but you know how unpredictable May is. So I never make, under promise, over deliver on that one. So. I'm going to leave July 2nd. You know I'm going to try to get it done, but I can't make promises. You can put that, but it doesn't mean that we can't hold them to a date without paying huge amounts in bid document upgrades. Wow. So.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes, how many are not really
Commissioner Kobe?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve to cancel the August 2nd committee meeting and the August 16th board meeting as presented.
So moved.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne? Commissioner Kobe?
Yes.
Commissioner Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve the real estate sales contract of PIN number 05074020180000 for 310 South Avenue, Glencourt, Illinois, as presented.
So moved.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kobe?
Yes.
Mr. Schneider?
Yes.
Commissioner Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve and accept the Applied Communications Group bid package in the amount of $94,805.56 for the Community Hall audiovisual project as presented. Any discussion?
Quick discussion.
Yep.
Quick question. Why do we think Pentagram was so far above, like, why 2X?
We talked about that with Jim from Sentinel, and the thought was they were just throwing a number at it. There's really no way of knowing. In fact, we got two bids from reputable companies that were right here.
Right, yeah.
Kind of indicates that the higher bids probably the out higher. But we didn't do any follow-up with them on why that number was so high. Jim from Sentinel is familiar with all three of the companies, and trusted the numbers that came back from
Sometimes they just bid with a high number, and if they get it, great. If they don't, they have enough business. So sometimes that happens.
Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Kobe?
Yes.
Mr. Schneider?
Yes.
Mr. Spain?
Yeah.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve and accept the Red Feather Group's bid package in the amount of $128,000 for the Glencoe Beach House window replacement and masonry repairs project as presented. Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Mr. Bourne?
Yes.
Mr. Kobe?
Yes.
Mr. Schneider?
Yes.
Mr. Spain?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve and authorize the executive director to sign contracts through the NIMIC and NIMEC for electricity, 10 months term, and natural gas, 12 months term, as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
Quick discussion. Mm-hmm. Do we know if, I know we talked about Deerfield and Highland Park here, are these rates commensurate with those? Like, are we getting the same rate as other jurisdictions?
So our previous contractors was with IBS.
Yeah.
Our contractors covered with them back in August of 2021. So I gathered proposals for pricing from two different providers and one broker.
Yep.
The broker being NIMEC, who shot me pricing across all different providers, and it came back the lowest out of the three. They were reduced by over 170 municipalities, including Village Glenco, Highland Park, Harvester, Gold, Highland Park, and other municipalities. They were the lowest of the three, which then indicated they were the proper company to move forward based on pricing and also respectability within the
But do we know, like, for instance, I don't know if we're allowed to know if it's confidentiality, but, you know, we work with the village on plowing and street cleaning and things like that. Like, couldn't we get more if we bundled to the village? I mean, I'm just wondering what the rates are.
That's a great question. So in the case of the electricity, the reason we're doing a 10-month contract is because NIMEC has a group bid coming up in the spring, which
that you are going
to hop down with them to capture leverage better pricing and then tie it for the 6 months.
I was wondering why it was 10 versus 12.
Very good question.
I have no idea what electricity rates are. I just don't want to see, like, on a village board meeting that they're paying, you know, we're paying a penny, you know, 0.023. If they're paying, like, you know, 98 basis points, something like that, that would be frustrating. But if you guys feel comfortable with it.
So for the 10-month term, we might be higher than them if we're not under the previous group bid. But the idea is 10 months from now, we'll hop on to the next group bid and capture those lower rates. If the rates are lower than what we get through comments and then work directly right out for those terms, and then the hope is that when we go back out in the spring and summer, and hopefully the markets have shifted and we get into those group bids and can then capture the best pricing.
Okay. You guys feel good about it? This is not part of my area of expertise.
It's not
a good question.
There could be some variation just because it is so sensitive to the market conditions.
Right.
That's kind of why
Kyle. Yep.
I'm excited for 10 months from now.
All right.
It's a flat rate as opposed to if the wholesale cost of electricity goes up and down, we still pay the same rate, right?
It's a fixed rate, yeah. Okay. All right.
So it's sensitive to market conditions at the point at which you sign the contract?
Yes, correct.
Well, time will tell.
Yep.
Okay. Any further discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Kobe?
Yes.
Mr. Schneider?
Yes.
Mr. Spain?
Yeah.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. I entertain a motion to approve resolution number 941 for the commitment of $1,050,000 of the corporate fund balance and $400,000 of the recreation fund balance for future capital projects of the Glencoe Park District as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Mr. Kobe?
Yes.
Mr. Schneider?
Yes.
Mr. Spain?
Yeah.
President Brooks?
Yes, motion passes. Is there any other business?
I do not have any other business. Oh, actually, I do have one, is that I was just informed by Mr. Kobe, thank you, that Yom Kippur is on October 4th.
I believe.
Did we want to switch that meeting, knowing that October is has a lot of holidays. If we sent out kind of like a poll to see what days people go in October, would that be?
Yeah, let's do it that way.
Okay, we'll do that way, because I'm sure if you want to call it, you know, with it, but we'll have to put it in the September 4th packet, so we just need to know.
Yeah, I might be traveling for one of these.
Ah, that's what
Which is a... Yes. Okay. Either way, it's a challenge for. I would say I won't be there, but if you guys want to have it without me,
no, I wouldn't.
Yeah, there's no reason to have it. We'll move it.
Okay, we'll find. We'll send poll. I'll look at my calendar and see what's going on, and then we'll see what people can do. And we also have to see if we need the meeting. So maybe at that point we don't need the committee meeting, which is very could be possible.
Okay. All right. Very good.
So then the next. So just to make sure, I have the calendar correct. Oh, Jenny sent it out, right?
Yep. So the next committee meeting is September 6th.
Right, which is the Tuesday after Labor Day weekend.
Correct.
And then we have the 20th
is... 20th is our board meeting.
Okay, why do I have on the meeting on the 13th?
Because we switched it because of another holiday.
Okay, that's actually better because I'm going to be out of time.
Yeah, there's a holiday on the 20th, so,
yeah,
right?
Okay.
So with the meetings, September board, oh, it's because of conference.
It's NRPA.
It's NRPA. It's NRPA.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be in San Francisco one of those 2 days, and I'm waiting for you guys to figure that out. So
September 13th is the board meeting date.
Oh, September 13th.
Yeah. September 30th will be the board meeting date. So you all back to back, you all have the 6th and 13th. Because we're gone for NRPA. That was why.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Good. Both of those work.
Okay,
good. I'll be here the
6th,
the 13th. I may be out, but we'll figure it out.
But if you are, by then our AV will be done.
No, but I can still dial in.
Yes, you can. Because you're for work. You can.
Yes.
And I told you I'm going to the 13th.
Yes, he's going to the 13th too.
Okay.
But we still have four.
But by then the AV will be done, so we'll be able to hear each other. Is
yes.
that right?
No.
No, that would be
fine.
I'd be surprised.
I'll
see
you in
college
quickly.
Okay.
I'm not
going to. But in my view, it's a possibility.
Huh?
20th, there is no meeting.
There is no meeting on the
20th. That is beautiful. Okay. Believe that occurs. Thank you.
I know Jenny sent the count because mine's accurate.
I know. Jenny, I have.
Good.
Like 3 years ago, I blocked every other Tuesday.
Yeah, me too.
Likely board meeting, so. Okay.
All
right. Anything else from anyone? All righty, then. I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. All in favor? Aye. Motion passes. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.